Good morning. 6:26 a.m. 6/1/2012. What a lot of numbers. First day of June. 6:21 in the morning. Wow. Okay. Let's have another number. 1,000 words. That's how many I've got done so far today. My goal for the day is 5,000 words. I got a good jump on it. It's only 6:30 in the morning. I'm out for my walk. My wife is on the road. I have to get home, get kids up, get them moving, get them to their day camp by well before 9. I'm hoping to get in there by 5 minutes over or so. So we'll get that taken care of and then come home. I'll have until 2:45 or so to work and take care of business. Yesterday's car retrieval was amusing. They gave me a call around 9:30 and said car's ready, but there's been a little problem. They ran through the car wash and the passenger side mirror broke off. broke off. They were quite apologetic about it. I don't think they quite realized that it was only hanging on by a thread to begin with. Strong breeze will blow it off. No, not quite, but very close. So it happened to them, and they're going to replace it for free, which I like. It'll be next week, but I get the car back. It was one of those, yeah, this is day, it's going well. I got there, and they couldn't find a car. They couldn't find the keys, and then without the keys, of course, they didn't know where they parked it, because apparently the keys go with the parking slot. And since the keys weren't in the parking slot, they didn't know where to look for the car. So it's a big lot. They did eventually find it. And when they found it, it wouldn't start. And I'm standing at the service counter when the guy comes out and says, "Hey, we found that car finally, but something's wrong with the battery. It won't start. It won't even turn over." And the service manager looks at me, and I just laugh. And they went back out to try to find it. And I said, "Well, you'll pardon me for being a little bit paranoid, but would you mind checking that battery?" Because they just checked the battery. There's this whole huge checklist that they go through at the dealership about what has to happen and where it needs to go and how it has to be, all that. And battery was one of them. Battery was fine. Turns out the guy got back to the car and realized that it wasn't in park, so it wouldn't start. So they took care of that, brought the car around. Car drives nicely. I need new tires. It needs an alignment. And I've got to go back next week for them to fix a mirror. Yeah. But $1,000 later, and I got the car back. So life is good. I'm mobile again. I have the vehicle. Along the way, I stopped at the Office Max store right next to the dealership and went through their list of whiteboards and calendars and all the rest. And I'm looking at these whiteboards. These whiteboards are like $45, $50. Now, on a scale of things, it's not a big expense. But I'm looking at it and wondering, is it something I'm going to use? Is this something I'm going to get value from? Is there some way to sort of kind of ease into it before I make a permanent purchase? And I explained to the guy what I was trying to do. And he said, "Well, you know, it's we've got these big desk calendars marked off because, you know, the year's half over. Nobody wants to buy a 2012 calendar now. So if you want, you know, $5, you get a big desk calendar and you can use those pages however you want." And I thought, that sounded like a good idea. So yesterday I sat down with it and started marking up June and into July so that I have a blue line for what I'm going to write, a red line for what I'm going to read, and some milestones along the way, like Sunday the 10th, I will be working on a narrator's workshop with Tony C. Smith. We're having a test run of that this afternoon, if you remember to do that at 1 o'clock. And some other stuff. Some highlights, some key points. So not only this is what I'm going to write, but what am I going to write on? How is it going to work? To this morning, I started a sprint that my Facebook group has started. Their goal is 15,000 words by Thursday night next week. Before you get 1,000 words in, and my goal, as I said, is 5,000 words for the day. Good morning. And my goal is 5,000 words for the day. I think I'll probably make it. I'm working on the Hubble Space Telescope story. It's going very slowly because I've got so much fiddling that has to do. It's not exactly my story of choice. It's not something fun. It's not something that's going to roll off the ends of my fingers. It's something I'm going to have to work at. So, yeah, that could be not terribly fun. But we'll see. We'll see how it works out. I think I'm at least partway done with it. The problem is that in classic story form, I don't really know what the main character wants. I don't really know what the sub-characters want. There's three of them total. And so perhaps I need to sort of address some of this stuff. And see how that works out. I also need to look back up the Cory Doctorow. Oh, what the hell's his name? The Ender's Game guy. Yeah. You know, I can see it on the book cover, and I just completely have completely blanked it out. Just because he's been kind of a misogynist pain in the butt. It's not his politics are getting in the way of my ability to enjoy his writing. And I like Ender's Game, but I don't really like any of the follow-on books. So. Isn't that funny? I cannot pull that name up. It's a little bit troubling. It's not terribly surprising. I'm not really awake. I've been up since about 3:30, and I've been so deeply embedded in my own book that I can't really focus. And now I'm walking and trying to think about the book and talk to you at the same time. Yeah, not working. Anyway, now I've completely lost my train of thought because I was so busy trying to figure out who this guy's name is. Anyway, so I've got this 1,000 words in. Oh, the mice quotient. So if I start a story in one kind of story, I have to finish it in another. I need to look that back up again because this would be a good time to apply it. This is kind of a mechanical story. It's one that's prescribed for me in advance. It's one that I don't have a lot of control over. I just need to make sure that everything is in it and the science is right. So, yeah, we'll do that. Let's see. So, 5,000 words. I took a picture of the calendar. I put it in TwitPic. So, if you see this morning's picture in TwitPic, you should be able to go back to the previous picture that I posted, which would be a rather blurry snapshot of the calendar showing all the lines and bars and stuff. I need to get some more colors to help highlight something like the narrator's workshop. Well, now what? Hang on, I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. Orson Scott Card came to me while I was busy looking up mice quotient. Actually, it was written on the page because it's his idea. While I was stopped, I looked up mice quotient. Milieu, meaning setting, idea, character, and event. And his postulation is that they're like brackets in a story. You start with milieu, you have to end with milieu. If you start with incident, you have to, or idea, you have to end with idea. So it keeps it bracketed and provides closure to the story, which has a certain amount of, I think we do it automatically without thinking too much about it. And I think stories that don't work very well are stories where the author doesn't quite do that. So, interesting. There was also a review of Quarter Share, Rob Flynn, robbfly.com, I think, had a write-up of Quarter Share yesterday. And he really, you know, good, the bad, the title of it was The Good, the Bad, and the Fugly. And he really liked the fact that it was And what he said was not character-driven, but a kind of slice-of-life story, and he had no objection to that, but he didn't really see any character arc. He didn't really see any development. And he was really upset with the editing and the confusion of then and them. That's probably true. He had a bunch of other things that he really didn't like about the book, and all of them are things that I've heard before. And it's all colored very highly by the fact that he's an editor looking for work. He's a school teacher and a mild motorcyclist and a bunch of other things, but ultimately he's a freelance editor, and part of what his website is for is to drum up interest in his opinions of writing and his business. And you know what? Good for him. I didn't argue. Actually, I left him a very nice thank you. I thought his critique was spot on. I think he identified a lot of really good ideas. I think he identified a lot of really good points that a lot of people have commented on, even in the audiobook, which is something that, I'm not going to complain about the spelling of then and then, but the nothing ever happens thing came up again, which is amusing in itself. So I left him a nice comment. He thanked me for my comment. I don't have any problems with it. He liked parts, he didn't like parts. That's okay. He's an editor. I don't expect other writers really to really like this story. Although I suspect that there are a lot of authors who are looking at it saying, okay, why is this book so popular? Why is this book so wildly well received? And I think it goes back to some comments that I've heard in the past about it, where people have said, I read a lot of science fiction stories and the world building is excellent and there's wonderful things happening, but they're not places that I'd want to go to. They're places that I'm happy to have the distance between me and them because I certainly wouldn't want to live there. But with Ishmael Wong, you want to sign on to the Lois. You want to go into space. You want to be there. And that was really the kind of story that I was looking for. I want to be there. I want to belong to this group. Which brings me to a conversation that I've been having with Deborah Geary about why fans differ. And there was a New York Times Book Review article about, I think it was an Italian psychologist who postulated that a lot of how people react to books has to do with the internal conversations that they grew up with, that is, conversations in their family, right up till pretty much the end, where it will make one last transition to corpse, and I won't care anymore. The last few minutes might be a bit traumatic, but hey, we do what we do, we punt on the rest. So I have a bunch of stuff on my calendar. I'm supposed to actually spend part of the day narrating today, and I think I'm probably going to try to do that. I went through the lines that Dan Sawyer sent me, and while I have a week set aside for them, I think the reality is if it takes me more than a day, if it takes me more than a few hours to get through all of the lines and get them over to him, that's probably I'm missing something, because I don't think there's that really that many lines I'd need to get them to him. One of the problems is that I've got to do a hymn, and I'm supposed to do a Gregorian-style chant of, and I don't know the denomination of this hymn, it's Rejoice, Rejoice, Emmanuel. I'm not much of a churchgoer, you may have gathered that. It's not a hymn that I know, it's not music I'm familiar with, so that'll be a bit of a challenge if you know what I mean. So yeah, there's that. Why couldn't I remember Orson Scott Card? Brain cloud. I claim brain cloud. That, and I've only had like half a cup of coffee so far. Been up since 3:45 or so. Oh, beautiful morning. One of these gorgeous translucent mornings. There's a little bit of really high thin cloudiness, but it's cool. It's just barely 50, probably now 52, 54 since I started out. A light breeze, and it's quite a chilly breeze. I'm out here in my polo shirt and a windbreaker, and it's enough. But when I started out, before I got a little body heat going, it was a bit chilly. I was hiking right along, trying to pick up some body heat. I listened to Starship Sofa for a little bit this morning. Listened to the Cheap Reads and Cory Doctorow talking about the Hunger Games, and then Cory Doctorow's For the Win from Adam, whatever his name is, Patched or something. Interesting guy. That's an interesting set of articles, cheapskates articles that happen on Starship Sofa, so a lot of fun. Trying to think if there's anybody else that I promised that I'd plug, and I can't think of them offhand. I attended the Books and Beer Hangout last night for about a half an hour. Talked to a lot of people who were just beginning their publishing careers, who one guy had just punched the yellow publish button that day. And even I was telling people, don't tell anybody that you published it. Let it kind of trickle up a little bit before you make any announcements, so it has a chance to get promulgated through the system. Of course, I ignore that by emailing every fan I know right off the bat. Which works out okay for me, but I have a fan base, so that makes a difference. The other thing is working with Allie on the new website and trying to figure out how it's going to work. We'll be redoing solarclipper.com because I want to get threaded comments in there. So when I reply to a comment, it goes under the comment that I'm replying to, and I don't have to, you know, try to figure out which book or wherever it is it's hiding under. And I'm constantly screwing that up by responding on one thread for a comment on the other. And it's just sloppiness on my part. So we'll be installing a new theme at nathanlowell.com. That will become a much more business-like site and much less a sort of catalog of foibles. When Paul Fisher wrote to me and said that he had trouble finding my books because when he went to my site, he couldn't find a link. And I'm curious as to why he couldn't do that. And it turns out that he went to nathanlowell.com, which makes a certain amount of sense in hindsight. But I think I've said before, it never occurred to me that somebody who was looking for me would not start with Google, that they would start with nathanlowell.com. Now, in hindsight, that's ludicrous. That just makes no sense at all. Why I shouldn't have thought of that, I don't know. But it was definitely a wake-up call, and we'll definitely be working on that over the next few days. So we'll see how this works out. With that, I've made another round. I've made it back to the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and I'll talk to you then.